On the phone, current Ward 1 Councillor for Strathroy-Cadoc, John Brennan, officially entering into the 2022 municipal election for re-election. John, how long, what term would this be if re-election is successful this year for you?
If I were elected, I think it might be the seventh time.
Okay.
I was elected first in 2000.
Okay, that's the year I wanted. A year is perfectly fine. Why the decision to seek re-election, John?
Well, you know, having put in 22 years, I've had the privilege of being able to see how the community has grown. And, you know, some of the planning that we did, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, I can see how it develops in the here and now. And I'm really excited about being able to maybe work to try to implement some of the recommendations that are going to come out of the new official plan that is going to be put in place for the next 20 years.
Yeah, so that kind of leads right into my next question. As a councillor of Ward 1, what would be some of the things on your platform during your candidacy campaign?
Well, there's so many, but if I had to pick two major categories, I think I'd kind of go with the idea of connecting communities within our municipality via the official plan. All sorts of things we could do there, such as potentially having, say, an all-use trail between Mount Bridges and Strathroy for hikers and bicyclists, you know, that side of thing. And obviously looking at programs that are going to help people, both seniors and youth, you know, lead quality lives within our community. And that gets into, you know, renewal of infrastructure for recreation. And the other side would be to continue the multi-year budgeting and fiscal planning that I think has been absolutely essential to laying a really strong foundation under everything we do. Because a lot of people wouldn't recognize this, but in 2012, our municipal debt was $11 million. And in 2022, we're going to have that down to just over $2 million. So we'll have reduced, you know, debt by $9 million over 10 years. And that stuff only happens when you work on successive councils. I want to be back on council because there's a lot of things I want to see us follow through on.
A couple of highlighted topics of discussion, primarily being highlighted over the last couple of years since the pandemic began. One being council transparency in connecting Strathroy to Ward 2 being Mount Bridges, and a lot of concern out of Ward 2 that Ward 1 seems to get all the action. The other item being affordable housing. Where do you sit on both those topics moving forward into this campaign, John?
Well, the first one you mentioned, I would say, is just a myth. I think it's one that's propagated by a vocal minority on social media. I know that in terms of transparency, our council has exceeded any requirements that the province lays down. I know that we have worked very hard during the pandemic to pivot to a digital platform. And in doing so, we've used multiple avenues to inform the community of what we're doing. The fact that maybe some people don't get the message when they think they should get the message might come down to the fact that, you know, in the old days we had the old, you know, weekly newspaper. But I do know that we've made every effort to inform people of what's going on, you know, and I would also go to, you know, the idea that, you know, are people listening to regular media? Are they taking a look at our website? Are they paying attention to their property bill when it comes out quarterly and the information that's placed there? So, and then as to the idea that Strathroy gets everything and Mount Bridges gets nothing, I think that is a myth that's been propagated since amalgamation. I'm the only member of council who served on Strathroy-Cadoc Council since its inception in the year 2000. And I know that in the past, people complain that Strathroy gets everything and Mount Bridges gets nothing. But I've been around for 22 years, and I've seen the equity in spending. I've seen the efforts to which council has been inclusive to try and make sure all our communities get the services that they require. And if there's a perception out there that one community is being treated better than the other, I would say that's a distortion of the facts. In fact, if anything, I know that in my deliberations, I always ask and try to figure out that we're doing something for Mount Bridges. Now, the two communities, Mount Bridges and Strathroy, are different sizes, and Strathroy is several, you know, degrees of size larger than Mount Bridges. So yeah, there's going to be a clustering of services in the larger population center. But I would dispute that Mount Bridges is not adequately taken care of by this council.
The second part was affordable housing.
Well, affordable housing, well, it's a no-brainer. With the market going crazy the way it has over the past 5 years, which is not really something I think anyone could have anticipated. If we knew it was going to happen, we all would have invested in real estate 5 years ago and made a lot of money. But no, I mean, affordable housing is absolutely essential. It has to be included in all of our secondary plans, our official plans, our downtown plans, because we can't just be a community of R1 houses that are worth $750,000 to $1 million each. We need to have a full spectrum of housing inventory at their parents' house or living in a basement. So we have to make affordable housing a priority at the community level, and so does the province, and so do the feds. And we need to see tax dollars flow from the senior levels of government to communities such as our own, so we can implement strategies that are going to work for all householders. You know, if you got a pair of people who are 25 years old each, and they're making, say, a household income of 100 grand combined, those people can't afford to buy a house in town, and it's darn hard to even rent. So we have to expand the rental inventory here in town. And, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, gee whiz, if I wanted to live in London, I would have moved there. I said, well, fair enough, but we can't just slam the door behind the last person who came here and say nobody else can, you know, live in town. The community is going to grow, and we are going to have housing which is affordable for a full range of incomes. So I don't know how we're going to achieve it, but it has to be a central priority in our official plan.
Final question for you, John. People go to vote in October. They see John Brennan under Ward 1 for candidate. You've been on council for 2 decades. Why should they put an X beside your name this year?
I think you want to have a continuing fiscal sobriety. You want to have multi-year planning. You want to have experience on council. You want somebody who has seen where we've come from and has a vision of where we're going and has a good idea of the processes that we need to put in place now to achieve those goals.
Fantastic interview. John, did you want to provide any contact information if any constituents would like to reach out to you and ask you questions or have a conversation?
Well, you can always just tag my name into some of the social media conversations. I always like to try and provide people with good information there. They can email me through the municipality. They can call me at home. They're going to see me walking around town. I mean, I do a lot of walking, and don't hesitate to stop me and have a conversation. And by the way, I can always meet you for coffee.
John, I appreciate your time. Great content there. Thanks for the interview.